Replace CDC HIV Director at Durham CDC, Dr. Jonathan Harry Merman, immediately. He's involved in cover-up of hate conspiracy. An image of death emoji with tongue sticking out. Top caption, a hate conspiracy has been allowed to win. Bottom caption, preventable HIV deaths are occurring in our country. Hashtag government sponsored hate. James Driscoll started this petition to United States Department of Health and Human Services and three others. I have no HIV care doctor and no functional interface to social services as a person living with HIV, AIDS that hate is being held against me and others in the HIV communities as a policy administration with a hate bias internal of the HHS, CDC, Ryan White Care Act funded services and doctor provider care. All involvements of access to care terminated. This is what happened in my very last HIV doctor clinic session. Link URL. http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigena.fuckeduphuman.net/vitals.com-reviews. Link has spoken voice text narrative interface. --. Over the past several months, I have attempted to have my correspondence with the acting CDC HIV director Dr. Jonathan Merman acknowledged and responded on. I am desiring an official authority of an agency to respond a response of responsibility. At first, the introduction was on Twitter and he immediately acted to violate my citizens' rights by blocking my account on Twitter. The concerns that I am needing to discuss is how I personally have lived through two regional attacks of hate, harassment, and retaliation campaigns targeted against me to remove me and my HIV housing residency from these communities. In the most recent case from the regional service area of Denver, Colorado, it would become apparent after my defeat of my eviction case that right before I left the Denver area for my hometown of San Bernardino, I named Jamie Villalobos regional director of the Colorado Health Network the puppeteer of this hate campaign targeted against me. That reflection of mine was made in a Facebook Live video recorded a couple of days before I left town. It would not become self-evident who is responsible and should be held accountable until the first reports 2 weeks after I left town. This by Negative Outlook employee Glassdoor reviews for Colorado Health Network. This was in July of 2017. Reports reflect dishonest business practices to stay away. They violate the privacy of clients. One report noted that if you don't gossip like a teenager, you will be an outsider, and another report says they had a big investigation of racism and discrimination. Two employees quit. The investigation was reported as inconclusive. At the time of the report, that may have been internally the result of such investigations, but from this time taking into account a collective reporting of similarly structured dysfunctional Ryan White Care Act-funded social service agencies region to region, that this hate conspiracy is top-rooted founded in the CDC administration of the HIV Treatment and Prevention Program as a federal program of government-sponsored hate. As the entire system is protecting the haters and that the haters have been allowed to win, there is no accountability for when the directors and leaders of the agencies themselves injure the community to which they are supposed to be serving. In the case of Colorado Health Network, no one has been taken aside and reprimanded. The person must be held accountable for these concerns as CDC HIV Director Dr. Jonathan Harry Merman. Glassdoor Reviews, Colorado Health Network. Link URL. https://glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.htm. Collective Region to Region Filed Glassdoor Report Findings Directory. Link URL. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/hiv-aids-services-organizations-employer-views. Samples Beyond the Pale Outside of Direct Involvements. Dot and Another One Bites the Dust. Link URL. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-access-aids-care-rvw11607987.htm. August 18, 2016. Access AIDS Care Logo. Dot and Another One Bites the Dust. Current employee-anonymous employee in Norfolk, VA. Doesn't recommend. Negative Outlook. Disapproves of CEO. I have been working at Access AIDS Care full-time. Pros. None come to mind at the moment and I am really trying to come up with one or two. Cons. - Executive Director angry and very retaliatory. - Mismanagement of grant funds. Again. - Executive Director still there even after extortion case. - Very unorganized. - Favoritism if you're in the clique. If not, oh well. - Treats employees and clients like they are nothing. - Low pay for an extreme amount of commitment. - Zero room for advancement. - If I could leave zero stars I would. - I'm sure you get the picture. Advice to management. Restructure the entire organization starting at the top and working down. Why the board does not see where the problem lies is beyond me, which makes me look at the board as well. --. Disappointment in Mendacity, Cascade AIDS Project. Link URL. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net, glassdoor.com/hiv-aids-services-organizations-employer-views, cascade-aids-project-reviews, glassdoor.sa.html. Cons. Management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict avoidant to the point of dysfunction and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, Black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. CAP treated HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve. Google review for my hometown Ryan White Care Act funded agency of Foothill AIDS Project in San Bernardino. Aaron Jacobson has been told to me to be a member of the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council. Foothill AIDS Project. 670 North Arrowhead Avenue Suite A-B, San Bernardino, CA. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide 1 review. A year ago. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. 11. And what is set into motion that Dr. Merman cannot ignore? His NPI data record page has been placed discuss. Commenting. https://npino.com/ni/13364457585-dr-jonathan-harry-merman. A complaints board post that has been human reviewed by a content moderator and allowed to be visible is https://complaints.com/complaints/truthfinder-scam-artists-c93485.html. And my personal peace-building networking web presence of a truth and trust binding onto Dr. Merman name. These content data folders contain the facts history of correspondence attempts to compel Dr. Merman to get involved to respond a response of responsibility. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net Dr. Jonathan, Harry, Merman. http://dr-jonathan-harry-merman.fuckeduphuman.net Dear public please sign this petition, call me and call the CDC to compel a response from the agency in these regards. My number is 909-763-8481 and my name is Martin. Please involve yourself in the very detailed account of these circumstances. The proof of conspiracy is found by the non-professional actions against me individually and the reported conditions of agency involvements in dysfunctional employee work environments that not only is negatively impacting client standards of service quality and care but are actually a force of injury upon the HIV communities nationally region to region that must be acknowledged and addressed. So far, no one in official authority has given a response to these documentations of multiple sources reporting this situation as haters run-a-muck and haters being allowed to win. This is an unacceptable condition of health in our country. Hashtag conspiracy exposed terminate sossip, hashtag government sponsored hate. Hashtag hive untreatable, attempting to have an honest discussion in doctor-patient clinic care, results in physician terminations of care. Social services already detach services when attempting to have a conversation on a local level with these agencies. Number 9 Scourges 12 Steps, the 9 Scourges of Inequality and the 12 Steps of Social Improvement to Rebuild Trust in Our Communities.